Hello?
Hi, Jesus. It's Nidhi Medina. I'm so sorry I couldn't grab your call. I was on another call. My apologies.
No worries. No worries.
Okay.
I was just calling you back.
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to talk to you about Google Guaranteed, right? So Google Guaranteed, I don't know if you've ever seen them before. When you do a search on Google, it'll be at the top of the page that'll say sponsored Google Guaranteed. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, I heard of Google Guaranteed. I always see plumbers up
okay.
there.
Okay, perfect. So what that is a program where you pay per lead, right? But the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call. You're not sharing it with anyone. Okay,
it's
only
a live,
sent to you.
Live call.
It's an actual live call, yes. It's not like if you've ever used like an Angie's Leads or Thumbtack Lead or even Yelp Leads, right?
Yeah,
it's nothing
yeah, I
like
use
that.
Yelp, I use Angie Leads and all of that.
Okay.
And you have to compete against other plumbers.
Right. And with Angie's Leads, right, you're getting the lead, but you have to turn around and call them, right?
Right.
And you're sharing it. And so sometimes if they don't pick up the call, you're still being charged for that lead. Even if they're calling you for a service you don't offer, they charge you for it, right? With Yelp ads, those leads are, majority of the time, it's a message, right? If I'm not mistaken,
give me
that you're getting.
Second. Give me one second.
Yeah,
give me one
go
second,
ahead.
Maybe.
No worries.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. So, like, even with the Yelp ads, those leads is, majority of the time, it's a message, right? You and I both
right.
know, when it comes to plumbing, no one's going to wait. They want to talk to a plumber. If they're having an issue, it's an urgency. And I say that because it's happened to me in the past, right? When I had to find a plumber, I mean, I'm going off of Google and Facebook. I'm calling down the list. I'm looking for a plumber because I need it done now, okay? Or at least within the next day, depending on my situation, right? So
right.
Google Guaranteed, like I said, it's a live call that still comes directly to you. You're not going to share it with anyone, okay? But with those leads, there's what they call qualified and unqualified. Now, first and foremost, Google has requirements, okay, for the Google Guaranteed to be approved for that program. You have to have at least 5 Google reviews, which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you have like 18, okay? So you're good there. They run a background check. They want to make sure, Jesus, you don't have felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors. They're not looking at DUIs. They're not even looking at your credit. Okay, they're looking for felonies in the last 7 years. I'm sure your record's clean. Okay? Now.
It's not clean, but it's over 7 years. Yes,
okay, well, then you're good. I mean, you know what? They're going back 7 years. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's like I said, I talked to one guy and he's like, listen, I did something when I was 18. I said, are you still on parole? He's like, no. I go, you discharged your number? Yeah. Okay, then you're fine. As long as it was 7 years ago, more than 7 years ago, you're good, you know? And then basically you have to have one of the three licenses. It's either going to be the C36, or the general building contractor license, or the general engineering contractor license. Which one do you have?
The C36.
C36, okay. And they want you to carry a minimum of $1 million general liability. They're not asking you to endorse Google on there. It's just showing proof that you have that $1 million general liability insurance.
Yeah, my insurance covers up to $1 million.
Beautiful. Okay. Now with Google Guaranteed, there is a one-time $250 application fee, okay? We send you the application. You're going to fill it out, submit it. We push it through to Google, Jesus, to get it approved, okay? The approval process can take 4 to 8 weeks. However, I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It also will depend on how quickly you respond or how quickly, excuse me, you submit the application and respond to the background check. Okay?
Okay.
Now, once you get approved, we notify you that you've been approved and to activate your lease within 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise. Okay? So we always start you off with a minimum monthly budget because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start saying, hey, send me more leads. Okay? So to activate the leads, you're looking at $612. That gives you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are $46.67. Okay? Now
That's still lower than Yelp and Angie leads.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, too, the kicker on it, right? Let's just say someone calls you, I don't know, somebody called you to say, hey, I need you to install an HVAC system for me. That's outside of your services, right? Google's going to credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified. If someone called you, let's say from San Diego County, that's not an area that you service. Google credits the lead back to you. It's unqualified. Okay. If someone calls you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that is an unqualified lead that they will credit back. What they would consider a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone, okay, let's say you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that is considered a qualified lead.
Correct.
Now, how does Google know this? Well, they assign a special tracking number to you that's linked to your phone, and they have an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not. However, because we're also monitoring it here at Local Splash, if we see that one slips through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you only got one lead in the month, let's just say, I've never seen it happen, but let's just say you did. What is left over in that budget, it's going to roll over to the next month, okay? So the next month, that means that you're not paying the $612 again. What you're going to pay is $46.67 because you're paying for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
If you're going on vacation, if you're bombarded with too much work and you're like, man, I can't take leads right now, you call us and you say, hey, shut off my leads, and we shut them off. We do not turn the leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. So you have more control over the leads. Now, of course, we start you off with a minimum monthly budget, but does that mean you can't accept more leads? I'll give you an example. Let's say you were like, you know what? I want now 20 leads this month, right? Your minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead.
Okay, okay.
Okay, but I will tell you this, Google Guaranteed, for me, is one of Google's better products. And even though your Google Business Profile is separate from the Google Guaranteed program, those same reviews are going to show up on your Google Guaranteed profile.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, the only thing to get that program started today would be you paying the $250 application fee. I sent you the app for you to fill out and submit. You're going to upload your license and your insurance on there. And then what I do is I schedule a client interview with one of our technicians here in the Department of Google Guaranteed, so that way they can go over any additional questions with you. Once we know who's running your background check, we're going to notify you because you got to be on the lookout for the email or the text message that would either be coming from Pinkerton or Evident ID. And because with the plumbing vertical, what we call the category, you have to at least be able to accept whether you're going to unclog a drain or repair a toilet. Do you do a lot of drain uncloggings more than repair
a
toilet?
Okay. Yeah, I do a lot of-
okay. You got to at least offer one of those, okay? So
yeah,
in
no,
order to be... perfect.
My main thing is drain cleaning.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I'm more in the field of drains and you know, repipes and stuff like that. I'm pretty do faucets and things like that, but I do a lot of drains.
Let me tell you, we had to get the house that I rent from their family friends, right? It's an older home. This will tell you how old the house is. We had cast iron, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we knew the plumbing was going to go out eventually. The plumbing went out. And in Anaheim, where I live, the water is really hard water. Well, the plumbing went out. And so, you know, I mean, the owner, our friend's mom, she's like, well, mija, do you know any plumbers? I said, I don't know any plumbers. Let me ask around. Everybody in my family, I'm like, man, I come from a large Hispanic family. None of you guys know a plumber? So I went on Google. You know what I mean? I'm like, what, are you guys all Mickey Mouse it or what? So I went on Google, and I went on Facebook looking for plumbers. And I'm going to tell you, Jesus, I had two guys come out, two companies. One was like a pretty big company, right? And the other one was like a smaller family-owned business. And I'm going to tell you, I went with the smaller company, and I'll tell you why. The bigger company that came out, because my bathrooms, I have two bathrooms, but it's not, they have their own separate clean out, right? They're not, it's not entwined into one clean out. And one of the clean outs was under the concrete step. So to make a long story short, the one company, the bigger company told me, oh, it's going to take us 3 days. It's, you know, and I'm like, 3 days. And I'm thinking in my mind, I know this is going to cost a good amount, but now I'm having to rent a hotel. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to be home. Like, I'm just like, all these numbers are running through my head.
Right,
when
right.
The other company came out, young kid, and he's like, we're going to knock it out in one day. And I kind of chuckled at him, and I'm like, really? And he goes, listen, I got a team, and I'm confident we'll get it done. But we have to break your concrete step. And I said, really? Because the other company said they didn't have to. And he goes, because when they get there, they're going to tell you, oh, we got to break it. There's no other way around it. That's why I'm telling you now. And
right,
then they're going
right.
to upcharge you on that. And I said, okay, got it. I told the business owner, she's like, nope, tell him I'll pay cash. You know what I mean? Because of the fact that he was honest and upfront. A lot of these bigger companies, they're not all like that. It's all about upsells, right? Upcharge, upcharge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I also work with bigger companies, so I opened up my own company. So mine's also a family-owned company.
Nice.
Yeah,
you know what?
Small.
I feel like you pay more detail and you're, cause you know, and don't get me wrong. I mean, bigger companies, they do well, right? But it's all about their overhead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. They have a lot of overhead. They also get paid by commission. So
right.
Money.
So the guys are, yeah, they're coming in to repair it, but they also want to see where they can also get some more commission, right?
Yeah.
I get that. You know, but it's just tough. So when you have a family-owned company like yourself, it's funny because my business, not my business, but the landlord, right? She's always telling me, I want to help the smaller businesses. Cause I don't know if you're familiar with El Pachuco in Fullerton.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
They own the house that I live in. So they're very, about smaller businesses, you know?
Okay.
They're really about that, helping the smaller business. So, you know, a company like yourself, you don't have to have a whole lot of business to grow and be successful. You know what I mean? Because you're able to manage what you have and still provide a quality service. So good
yeah.
for you. Keep getting
yeah,
those reviews on Google. You know what I mean? Modern day word of mouth, you know?
The thing about it with my reviews, I would have a lot more reviews, but I don't really ask customers for reviews, which
yeah.
That's
get it.
Mistake.
I get it. Because listen, you went from one job to the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But let me ask you. Okay, so with this school guaranteed, So as soon as we get approved, because I do want to do it. As soon as
yeah.
we get approved, do we start getting leads immediately?
That's a great question. It's like with anything with Google's products, right? It doesn't mean that, you know, you sign up, you get approved, right? You activate your leads, and tomorrow you're going to get a bunch of calls, right? It's still going to be a little bit of a process. The leads get activated right away once you pay the activation budget, okay? But, of course, I mean, we're calling you to tell you you've been approved. We want to activate your leads in 3 days. I mean, you could say, no, activate them now, or listen, I need you to activate them. Call me next week to activate them, right? Once they get activated, they go live. So the team is actually managing and keeping an eye on it, right? Because we're still utilizing the keywords and search terms. I had one guy that he was like, hey, I haven't gotten any calls yet. Is it going to start right away? And I said, give it time because it's activated. So I would say literally in like a week, he was like, oh my gosh, I got my first lead. So he was all stoked, right? But, you know, again, when you're talking plumbing, you know, it's an industry that I will tell you this, you will never be out of business. You know what I mean? Because you're like the artery, right? Plumbing is the artery of the home or of the business, right? Also, I want to let you know too, so when you're going through that approval process, Google is also going to notify us if you qualify for what they call max bidding, okay? What that means is that you can choose to pay either double or triple the cost of the lead for you to be closer to the top, okay? But that's upon whether Google approves you for that, okay? So I always like to be upfront about everything to know that what your other options would be too, right? With Google Guarantee, you can cover wherever your license and your insurance covers you, okay? What are typically the areas that you target from Pacoima?
I don't really do Pacoima. I do more like La Crescenta, La Cañada, Flint Ridge, Renata Hill, Simi Valley.
Okay.
Those areas out there.
That's good. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, because here's the thing with Google Guaranteed, you can be very specific to the areas that you want to target. Very specific. And I'm talking about like naming the cities. You could say, you know what, and again, it's not that you're like going to be targeted just in Pacoima, right? And I say that because especially with you mentioning the areas that you service, we want to make sure that those are noted. So that way you're coming up in those search results as well. And again, it's all powered, Jesus, by keywords and search terms, right? People are more inclined to calling those that are part of Google Guaranteed because they see that you pass the background check, you pass the license check, and you're insured. So they see all that, and they know that you jump through the hoops.
So the thing about with my license, my wife is the license holder, so I think you're going to have to run her background. I just actually did a background check with Google Guaranteed for a company that I'm doing sub work for. I think they're doing also I think they're doing Google Guaranteed because they had to run my background. I did pass it. And I actually have the email here. It's with evidence.
Okay. with evident ID? Who ran it?
And if your background check is clear.
Uh-huh.
So
oh, good. See, and you, were worried about, well, it was a while back. You passed. The business, the Jay's Router Solutions, that's all under your wife's name?
But I was the CEO. I just took myself out of the corporation because we have to renew our license next month.
Okay.
And I just took myself out because with the license, you cannot have any misdemeanors within the last 3 years. But I do have a DUI, so I had to take myself out of there, and which I'm going to add myself once we renew the license again.
Okay.
But my wife is the license holder.
That's perfect.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong. That's totally fine. So basically, we would do the application in her name.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, we would do the application in her name as being the primary business owner. You're talking about Megan, right? That's your wife?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, I see her on the account. Perfect. So what we would do is just have the application filled out in her name, right? Because her name is actually on the business license. Am I correct? The C-36, is it on that one?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So definitely we would just do the application in her name, okay? The leads are going to come to you. It's going to come to whatever phone number that's going to be attached, which is going to still be your number.
Yeah, that's going to be – I'm not going to use my personal number. We're going to use my business number, and then she's the one that answers the phone calls and dispatches me and everything.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's take a look here. So do you want to get that started?
Yep, let me go ahead and can I put you on a phone call on the three-way with her?
Of course. Yeah, please. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give me one second.
Okay.
Nadine?
Yes. Hi.
Okay. I have my wife here on the phone. Her name is she's Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. Good. How
Doing
are you?
Good? I'm good. I'm good. Give me one second, guys. My headset's dying over here. I think I've been talking too much. I'm so sorry about that. I had to plug it in. I'm like, I hear it beeping. Okay, so I've been talking to Jesus, and I kind of wanted to bring you up to speed about the Google Guaranteed program. So are you familiar with it at all, Megan?
Yeah, Jesus has told me about a little bit about it.
Yeah,
whatever,
so.
Whatever you told me, I'll explain it to her, and she'll be okay with it.
Okay, so you just want me to explain to her the process about her filling out the application?
Yes, please.
Okay, so Megan, he shared with me that right now he took himself off the license, right? But the C-36
uh-huh.
license is in your name, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so how it's going to work is that you would be the one filling out the application, okay, and going uh-huh. through the background check because your name's actually on the license, right? And the license
uh-huh.
is the requirement for it. If we put it in Jesus' name and his name's not on the license, they're going to kick it back. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's easier just to have you fill out the application. You go through the background check. You would be on the phone with our team who's going to address any questions or whatever that you might have because we're putting you as the primary on the application.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, again, Jesus is like the primary with the account here at Local Splash, if that makes sense. It's
yeah,
just
the primary
easier.
Contact.
Yes, so it's easier the application be done in your name. So, I mean, there's going to be a time where the team's going to be like, hey, Megan, they just sent the background check link. Can you please take a look at your email or your text messages? Because you're going to have to respond to it in real time.
Okay?
And that would require either you sending a front and back copy of your driver's license to verify that it's you they're doing the background check on, or it might require for you to put in your birth date, you know, your social security number, because again, they're running the background check on you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
and when is
not,
that going to happen?
Yeah,
I'm sorry?
It's not hard. It's like what I did with LST, Maggie.
No, yeah, but is the email's going to come in right away, you said?
Yeah, because usually what happens is our team will call you and say, hey, Megan, be expecting it's going to be an email or a text message coming from Evident ID or Pinkerton. Once we know who it is, we're going to notify you so you're on the lookout. When you
okay.
get that message or that email, you got 24 hours to respond. Otherwise, we're going to have to tell them to re-trigger it to resend it to you. Okay?
Okay.
But we're pretty on top of notifying you so that way you're like kind of like, okay, I got to be on the lookout or, you know.
Yeah.
Like me, I don't always
okay,
have
yeah,
my notifications set up on my iPhone because if not, I'm like, it's like going off like crazy. So certain notifications, I shut them down, but I know to check my email every so often.
Yes.
Okay? So, yeah, so
yes.
Jesus wanted to bring you on the call because to let you know, like, hey, we're going to need you to fill out the application and then submit it.
Also,
and then, go ahead, Jesus.
Can you also explain to her the pricing for the leads and everything?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for the application process, it's $250, one-time application fee. You guys don't ever pay that again. You fill out the application. We push it through to Google to get it approved. The approval takes about 4 to 8 weeks, but we'll notify you once you're approved, okay?
Okay.
Once you get approved, then we like to activate the leads within 3 days unless if you guys tell us otherwise. So to activate the leads, you're looking at $612, okay? Now, that's going to give you guys up to 13 leads in the month. The leads are $46.67. So when that call comes through, it's going to deduct it from the $612. Like I was telling Jesus, if someone's calling him to install an HVAC system, that's outside of his services. It gets credited back. If they're calling to solicitate him to see if he's hiring, unqualified, credited back. Even if they're calling him outside of the area that he services, as long as he's not accepting the job, unqualified. What they will consider a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone or set an appointment to give an estimate. So
okay. The
call will have a call tracking number linked to the phone number. I think, Jesus, you said it was going to be the phone number that Megan would answer, right?
Yeah, the business phone number.
Okay, perfect. So there is an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not. However, let's say one slipped through the cracks because we're monitoring it, right? If one slips through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf immediately to get it credited back. If you guys only get one lead in the month, what's left over from the budget, it rolls over to the next month. So the following month, you're only paying $46.67 because you're paying for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. I mean, the 612.
Yeah, that was going to be my question.
Yeah.
How many
Correct. Months
would we only be getting, like, maybe one call or two calls? Because like, I heard you say up to 13.
Up to 13. You know what? It all depends. Like, I was telling Jesus, when it comes to plumbing, it's an urgency, right? No one waits for a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you need a plumber now. I don't ever see anyone getting one call, to be very honest with you. I use that as an example that how it rolls over, right?
Uh-huh.
Now,
yeah.
We always start you guys off with the minimum monthly budget just because we want you to see how it works first before you start saying, hey, send me more leads. I need more leads. I'll give you an example. Like if you guys wanted up to 20 leads in the month, then you're looking at a minimum monthly budget of $936. So the minimum monthly budget changes, but not the cost per lead.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sure.
So you always have that ability to say, hey, now does that mean you're going to get all 20? It doesn't necessarily mean that. But
right.
It's not going to go, like if you got all 20, it's not going to keep sending you more leads and then, oh, guess what? Now you guys owe more money. It's nothing like,
right.
I know Angie's leads, they do that. You could set a budget
yeah, they do.
And they'll surpass it. They don't care. They'll keep sending you leads.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
they're like,
yeah,
oh, well, now you owe us. You know, so it
yeah.
won't work like that. And you guys
yeah,
have the ability to call us too, Megan, to pause the leads. Like if you were like, hey, listen, we're going on vacation or, you know, which we all hope, right? We can go on vacation.
Yeah.
You know, even for a few days. But you want to
yeah.
shut off the leads, you call us and you say, hey, I need you guys to pause them. Can you go ahead and shut them off? And we shut them off. We will not turn them
okay.
back on until you call us to turn them back on.
Okay. And I can give, okay. and Jesus has like full access and authority over the account, right?
Both of you do. Both
okay,
of you do.
Good.
But the application and that part of the process is going to be
yeah.
our team with you on that. Even though he has
okay.
full, both of you are both fully authorized. In big
yes,
letters.
Perfect.
I'm
yeah,
all,
because he's the one who knows all this stuff.
You're like, listen, I'll help, but he's more the go-to on it. Yeah.
What do you need? My signature? That's I'll do it. Just don't expect me to call you.
Right. You're like, don't be calling me about, you know, and it's so funny because in my household, it's like my husband laughs because he's all, before when we used to run our catering business years ago and I was telling Jesus about this, anytime he would get calls, he would be like, oh, you need to talk to my wife. You need to talk to my wife. And I'm all, you can't say I'm not interested. And he's like, I just feel bad. And I'm like, okay, but do you want to spend money on that? He's like, well, no. Okay, then just say I can't. No, thank you.
Yeah,
I go, you
yeah.
make me be the bad guy. Or I go, how come you don't do that when it comes to your fishing stuff, right? You just make the purchases.
Yeah.
You don't care about what I say.
Yeah.
His motto is, I'd rather ask for forgiveness rather than permission. I'm like, you know what,
yes.
Anthony? It doesn't work like that. You know, it's
yeah,
not
exactly.
asking permission.
Yeah, exactly.
So did you
know, being on the same page?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. I go, I didn't marry you to, like, make my own decisions. He's all, well, you don't ask me when you're getting your lashes or your hair done. And I said, well, that's different, you know?
Yeah.
I work for that.
That's for them. It's for them. They're so ungrateful. I know.
That's what I told him. He told me, it's so funny this morning, because I guess I get lash extensions, and he's all, and I know this is totally off subject, right? But he's like, well, that's $20 right there on the pillowcase. And I'm like, no, it's not. He goes, that's a lash, $20. And I'm like, no, it's not. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. I have to hear it all the time, too.
Yeah, he says, I don't know. I married you on false pretenses. I thought you just woke up like that in the morning. I didn't know you had to get all this stuff done.
Yeah, no, oops.
Yeah,
exactly.
So did you have
That's
any
so
other
fun.
Questions for me, Megan? Like, everything seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, no, everything's good, because Jesus had also been mentioning to me that he wanted to, like, do this. So I was already, like, aware and prepared. And
okay, he was already preparing you. Like,
yeah,
my husband says, he drops a little notes,
yeah.
Or like, you know, oh, honey, here, go get your nails done. And I'm like, he is working me up to something, right? But that's good. No, I think it's always important. And I was excited even when he said, can I bring her on the phone? I'm like, yeah, please do. Because you know what? I'm married, and it's like, you guys got to both be on the same page. You know what I mean? And I would not want to, like, not have you involved in this conversation, and then you'd be, like, blindsided and like, whoa, wait a minute, but what does this mean, right? So I'd rather that we all be on the same page. Okay.
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
And okay, so now, when do we have to pay the $250?
The $250, in order for me to send the application, whenever you pay the $250, I send you the application right then and there. I send it via text and email. And then while we're on the phone, I go through some notes that are going to be for the technician. I am going to stress to you this. I'm going to ask you, fill out that application as soon as you can. At least within 7 days. Get that application filled out.
Okay.
And then what I do is I'll schedule a client interview, Jesus, that would be convenient for both you and Megan to be on the call, because they're going to be asking her a lot of questions, but I think it's important for you to be on the call just to kind of chime in, right? In case she's kind
of
stuck on how to answer something, you know, regarding the business, you know, just because you're involved in it too. And it's going to be notated on the count, the reason, you know, she's filling out the application for right now to get the approval, but Jesus is fully authorized and should be the point of contact moving forward. But again, you know, we'd have to reach out to you for certain reasons regarding the app. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. And then, Megan, do you have the $250 in your account?
Oh, honey, no. Let's
okay.
See.
Then we're going to have to call you back. I'm going to have her go deposit some money in the account.
And just let me know, and then I'll get that processed, and then we'll go through the notes and everything. And then I would say, too, you guys kind of figure out what would be a better day for you guys as far as, like, and the interview is, like, literally 30 minutes, okay? It's a really quick interview. It's nothing too complicated. They just want to make sure everything's, like, you know, T's are crossed, I's are dotted, or if you guys had additional questions.
Yeah, and then let me ask you now for the lead, if I only want to advertise for sewer, that's what we're going to advertise for?
So let me tell you what's under the subcategory for the plumber, okay? Remember, you're going to have to at least offer the unclogging of drains, right?
That's what we offer in our coupons regarding.
Okay, perfect. Okay, good. So definitely that one, let me tell you, and I'll tell you this specifically for, like, when you're talking sewer, explain to me, like, as far as what with the sewer.
So So I have a coupon right now of $50, but I'm going to increase my coupon.
Okay.
I'm probably going to bring it up to, like, maybe $59. So our coupon specifies, right now it's at $49. I'm going to bump it up to $59 because everybody's price is going up.
I'm
going to put my coupon at $59 drain cleaning, through Accessible Clean Out, of course.
Okay.
We can just do that. $59.
Oh, so you're talking about, like, for the, okay, so listen. So here's what we have, right? Unclog drain, install faucet, repair faucet. Let's say you don't want any repairs of faucet, right? Like, you don't want
to. I don't want no faucet.
Yeah. So we would not put that. Okay. Same thing with installing a garbage disposal or repairing a garbage disposal. If you don't want that, we don't do it. Repairing outdoor systems is included in that. Repair pipes, sewer, repair a shower, repair a toilet. You don't have to do those, right? But definitely I think the repairing sewer you would want, right?
Yeah, the repair of sewers, the repair of water lines, the repair of gas lines.
You do the,
we want all those.
Yeah. Do you do the installing of the water heaters? Or not so much?
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So what I would say is under the subcategories that we do not list, the faucets, and what about the garbage disposals?
Garbage disposal, I don't mind doing them. There's a little bit more money on those than faucets.
Okay, okay. But the faucet, definitely not. So we would not list that where it shows your services. We won't list that, right? So if someone calls you like, oh, hey, I need a faucet installed. I'm sorry. We don't offer that service. You're going to get credited back for that lead.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So those are subcategories. So like, for example, if someone's looking up, let me do a quick search right now. You're talking about sewer cleaning. What would be a specific way you would search for it?
I would put, I don't know, maybe
sewer repair.
Yes. Sewer repair or
sewer repair.
Sewer backup. Bring
sewer backup. Okay. Sewer backup. So I know with repair, Google Guaranteed comes up first thing.
Okay.
You know, I barely learned what a backup flow was. I was like, what the heck is that? I've seen it, but what is it? And some guy had to explain it to me, and I said, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
So the sewer backup, first thing that comes up is Google Guaranteed.
Okay, perfect.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you do the excavating for sewers or no?
We do excavating, yes.
You do?
Yes, we do. We do sewer replacements, sewer liners. We do trenchless technology. We do boring. We do
pumping, removal, demolition.
No pumping. We do. We do not do removals or demolition.
Okay.
We do sewer replacements.
Okay. Let me look up something really quick because I just noticed. There is a category for sewage system, and that includes cleaning, excavation, inspection, installation, locating, maintenance and repairs, pumping, removal, or demolition. You said you don't do the pumping, and you don't do the removal, right?
I could do the pumping. When I do pumping, I hire a company to come and do the pumping for me. So, yeah, you can put that in there as well.
Let me see what that category – okay, perfect. Okay. So let me explain to you this, right? So you got the plumber category, which will pull up sewer repairs, right? And then you have a sewage system category, okay? Now, the sewage system category, you qualify for it. Because you meet the requirements for it, because it requires the C36 or the C42, either one of those. Now, you got the insurance for it, but let me tell you, though, the lead costs are different on those. And you don't have to do it, okay? And I'll explain to you how we can work around it, all right? So let's just say you want to get approved for that category as well, okay?
Okay, hold on. Give me one second.
Okay.
Give me one second. Maggie.
Yeah.
Maggie, you don't have to be on the phone anymore if you don't want to.
And so we're gonna call back and pay and give my info, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be on the phone with her. You don't have to be
okay,
on the phone anymore.
Perfect.
It was nice meeting you. You're like, I don't want to hear no more of this.
I got things funny. I was listening in, but okay, I'll talk to you guys soon.
All righty.
Okay.
Nice meeting you. Okay. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, so you were telling me about this. So what are the costs for adults?
So, yeah, and let me go over that with you, and I'll tell you what I would recommend, even if it's not leads that you turn on yet, okay? But it's good for you to get approved for it, but you don't have to turn the leads on. So when I was looking up the Sewage Pro, let me just plug it in here for you. So the minimum monthly budget, hold on to your seat. You're looking, the minimum monthly budget is $2,764 for those sewage leads, okay? So the lead costs are $212 for the Sewage Pro. Now, let me tell you this, though, okay? You could get approved for it, right? You do not have to turn those leads on. But you could already be approved for it. You know what I mean? But let's say you're like, you know what? I want to turn them on. Okay. You would pay the minimum monthly budget, but we're getting you the leads for both the Sewage Pro is what they call it, and also for the plumber. So what that means is you pay the highest minimum monthly budget. When a lead comes in for the plumbing, it's going to deduct the lead cost of that. When the lead comes in for the Sewage Pro, it'll deduct the lead cost for that. So you might end up with like six, you know, plumbing leads and two sewage leads. You know what I mean? But it's going to give you up to 13 with both of those lead categories turned on. Again, it's an option for you. You don't have to get approved for it. But I would recommend if you're already doing the process, get approved for it. It does not mean you have to turn them on. You know what I mean?
I don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to turn them on. You could decide one day, hey, you know what? I want to turn them on. Let's roll the dice on them. You know?
Okay.
But there is a specific category for the sewage system, which would entail for the subcategories, cleaning, excavation, inspection, strictly for the sewage, right? Locating the maintenance and repair, pumping and removal or demolition. So whatever subcategories of those you don't do, we would remove it from there. So if someone called you, hey, I need you to do a demo on this sewage system, well, we don't do that. Okay, so it's an unqualified lead.
Right, right.
Okay. And, I mean, you don't have to get approved for it now either. I figure if you're already doing it, might as well get approved for it. And then you could turn them on when you feel you want to turn them on, right? You don't have to, but at least you've been approved. Because if you don't get approved for it now, and let's say later on down the road you want to get approved for it, it's not going to be another application fee, but it's going to be a process wait to get it approved, you know?
Okay, so let me ask you. So if we get approved for it, do we have to pay for that, or we could just leave it off and not pay for it till we're ready to pay for that?
You can leave it off and not pay for it until you're ready. You would just keep the plumbing lids on.
Okay, and then you said for the drain cleaning, what does that category fall under?
That falls under plumbers.
Okay, so let's do that. Let's get approved for both of them. But I'm not going to pay for the sewage.
Of course.
Now I'm
of course
pay for the drain because even with I also do Valpak with Valpak.
Uh-huh.
I'm only advertising for sewer cleaning, which is $49.99. But like I said, I'm going to bump that up because if I'm going to pay $50 for the lead, then I have to make something out of it.
Yeah, you got to make something out of it. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like the sewer, and I expected it to be that much, to be honest. I mean, you ought to see what the foundation guys are. I'm like, oh, my God, I almost have a patatus when I see the lead cost. But I get it, especially in, like, California. You know what I mean? If you go to other states, it's not as expensive, which is crazy, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, it's, like, so much more cheaper. And I'm like, how in the world? You know what I mean? But I guess it varies upon state, you know?
Yeah,
it really, really does. Yeah. So yeah, so then just, Jesus, call me, when you guys are ready to process the application fee. And then you and
I
can set it up. And then just let me know what day is going to work for you guys, for both you and Megan to be on the call, because they're going to be like, okay, Megan, we see, the application was filled out. Looks like everything's good on this end. They'll kind of go over additional questions, but I would want her to be on the call, you know, for that appointment. Okay. And then they'll be aware that you're the one that's basically, you know, managing it all, right? You're the go-to, even though she's the one doing the application. Okay. So yeah.
Okay,
so just, give me a call back and let me know, and then we'll just go from there.
Okay. Like I said, this process for the drain cleaning, because a lot of our calls, a lot of our jobs that we get is usually from drain cleaning, because we go out there and they're having a backup, they're having a problem with the line. So sometimes, most of the time, the lines are broken or they're collapsed or there's roots in the line, and then that's when we get the repairs.
So then that's when the money comes in. You know?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, perfect. And then I will give you a call today for sure, so we can get this going.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. I'm here up until 4:00. So if anything, even if you text me and say, hey, Nadine, I'm going to call you like by 4:30 or 5:00, that's fine. Just give me a heads up. So that way, you know, I'll kind of stay back a little bit longer just because I have that ability. Okay?
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Sounds great.
All right. Thanks for calling, Jesus. It was a pleasure speaking with you and your wife, okay? We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. My pleasure. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.